Welcome to Gaia's Voice Podcast with Matilde Croscini. This podcast is for women looking to connect with their innermost wisdom and unlock their unlimited potential to be who they were born to be. This space is for you. This time is yours. You are held by the earth underneath you. Be you. Be wild. Be free. Now, let's begin.
Hello. Hello and welcome to day two of Be the Creatress Challenge. Oh, hi, Mari. Yes, it's so good to be here again. I'm loving connecting with you again for 2 days in a row. And then we have two more days of this. Yes. That is exciting. So today, and even as I'm speaking, if you feel like reflections are coming on or things or questions, just always feel free to share in the comments. Today I want to talk about the obstacles that we perceive are there when we are engaging with the creators, when we want to create something, when we want to design our own life, the life that calls to us. There's very often, that is good, but reality is different. There's lots of things to consider in reality, in what we perceive as reality, and they seem so objective. They seem they're just there. They're just so there. They can be so solid, so concrete, and so there that we feel they're real obstacles. And I want to speak to that because that is a real thing, because that does come up. And I want to hear from you. Maybe you have some examples of what these real obstacles are for you right now. It could be family commitment. It could be lack of money, for example. It could be the risks that what you want to do entail. Anything. And so if this resonates, you can just say yes, or you can tell me what are the big obstacles that are in your life at this moment. You can be generic. You don't have to go into specific if you don't want to. And let me know what it is that is stopping you. And so there are all of the aforementioned. Okay. Thank you, Paula. Yes, I get that. I do. And yes, so. And then, so there's all the objective ones. Like what's happening around us, the people in our lives, the lack of resources, and lots of perceived outer limitations. And then there are one layer deeper, the inner limitations, which are the ones that we have inside, maybe lack of confidence, fear of failure, sometimes fear of success. And that sounds crazy, but it is a big thing, because success can have a negative connotation depending on how we've been reared and what we've seen. Like I know, for example, I've been taught that being rich and having a lot of money actually turns people into mean people. And so I grew up with this, and that has influenced my relationship with money for a very, very long time. I thought money was something negative. The more money you had, the more selfish and mean you were becoming, which is a belief. It's not really connected really with reality at all. It's a belief that comes from what I've been taught as a kid. So that's what's stopping us inside. And there can be a very big list. And I want to drop all of this down for a moment, because this is like such a heavy luggage. I don't know. It feels like such a heavy luggage. And I want to bring forward the wild woman in you. The wild woman in you. And we're going to connect with her tonight. And of course, I drew a card before starting this live. And I am, I kid you not, this is what came up, which is actually, you probably can recognize it. That's my image. But the quote on my card is, I am wild. And it's like, but of course. But of course. The wild woman. So the wild woman inside you is that part of you, that part of you that is able to accept and embrace the challenge as excitement. The wild woman is the one that sees a tree to climb and has fun doing that. The mind sees the obstacle, sees the tree to climb, and will consider how many branches can break. We'll consider all of the different reasons why we shouldn't do that. And we'll eventually convince you that it would be better to go back inside. The wild woman feels the thrill, the excitement of feeling the bark of the tree in the hands. She's barefoot and she climbs and she goes one branch at a time, because from up above the tree, she can see the sunset so much better. She can feel the breeze on her skin. She can reach, she's closer to the sun. That's the wild woman inside. And she is inside of you. She's so inside of you. And the mind is not negative. It's not bad. The mind has a specific role. The mind works with the past. The mind, it's like a computer. A computer cannot do anything of its own accord. There's a programming in behind it. And so the same is for the mind. And that programming is based on experiences. If you do a certain thing on your computer will remember. And when you try to do it again, it'll go, oh yeah, I know you've done this, so this is how you do it. But it won't take initiative, it won't create something new. So it's a really useful tool for so many reasons. But when we let the mind lead, we live in a very limited place because it's a place that is only based on the past. So our mind learns that if I touch fire, I get burned. And so it won't let me do that again. It will tell me that that burns. And this is very simple and it seems really linear, but when we go into experiences that the mind couldn't comprehend, because at the beginning, when we were small, our mind couldn't comprehend a lot of stuff that happened around us. And so she created whatever strategies and solutions she thought were best to survive. And so with that, our mind will see us and say, well, you want to try this new thing? But I remember that time that you tried to do this new game with mud and whatever outside, and your mother came out and shouted at you to stop because that was a disgraceful thing to do. The mind doesn't go, but that makes no sense. That was like 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. And it was a completely different scenario. I'm trying to do a completely different thing now. The mind only knows that you were trying to do something new and you were told that's bad. The mind only knows that you were trying to express your dreams and you were told you gotta study a lot for that. You don't have the intelligence for that. You're not good enough to do that. Maybe not so directly. Maybe just a laugh or a joke at the wrong time. Mightn't be meant with any badness. And it comes from, again, the story of the people that we've interacted with. So it's not that they're bad people or it's their fault. This is not like a blaming session of our parents or our families or anyone around us, so that we can feel better about ourselves. It's just to bring awareness to a mechanism so that once that we know that, we can go, oh yeah, okay, that is what's happening. Like my mind is making me feel like I'm a total imposter if I want to do this thing. Because this has happened before. I've tried to do this. I've tried to pick up a musical instrument when I was like 5 or 6 and pretend I was playing. And someone told me, oh, that's an awful noise, just stop. I remember a time when I was told not to sing as a young kid because it was just annoying. It was a noise. Obviously, I was only a child. I was not like Celine Dion. So, and I just took me so long to sing again after that. Or I have a memory of making this incredible drawing. I put all of myself in it for a school project, and then the teacher came in and in 2 lines of pencil changing the whole thing, telling me it was completely wrong. I could have become an artist. Actually, I really wanted to do art. And I'm only reconnecting with that part of myself now. That's how long it has taken because of that. Because that goes under the radar. It seems something so small. And then, but in that moment, there is a reaction. There is a feeling that hurts. It hurts. To be full on enthusiasm, like a child can be, for something and being told, be quiet, you're disturbing, or, you know, don't do that because you're going to upset people around you. Anything. There's a long list, and I'm sure we all have examples of this that might come to mind. And it's not to stay there and dwell on that, but it's just to bring the awareness to the fact that what the mind is telling you right now, all those limitations that are coming to you right now are pure precautions, and they're based on zero data. They're so not relevant to now. There's something, and this is a longer process. This is a process that you do, like if you take mentoring, for example, for a prolonged period of time. This is just a short video to give you an idea and to bring your awareness. So what you can do with this is when you practice deep listening, that we worked on yesterday, and we said we just practice that every day. When you practice that, you can, once you're dropped in and you're connected with yourself, you feel in. Ask if there's something that has come up for you, like limitation, like some wall where you keep banging and bouncing off, a brick wall that is in front of you that keeps you stopping every time that you want to do something. Oh, but I feel like I shouldn't be doing this. I'm not qualified enough, or I feel like I don't have the resources, or I feel like I might upset someone if I do this, or whatever. I feel I should do something else. Whatever that wall is, when that comes up, practicing deep listening, ask your heart, where does that come from? And then listen. It takes a little bit of practice, because sometimes the first few answers that come up are layers. They're not wrong answers, never. Any answer that comes from deep inside you is never a wrong answer, but there's different layers. So the ones that come up first are the ones that still have a bit of rationality involved. And then eventually, the more you practice, the more you bring in the deeper awareness, the embodied awareness that really gives you the answers to what is at the root, the real root. It's like weeding the garden, and finally you find that deep, deep, deep root that takes, instead of taking one blade of grass at the time, it takes the whole clump out. And then it's like, yes, that's done. And you feel so good after that. Let me hear if this is resonated. What is this bringing up for you? And so we're connecting with the wild woman. The wild woman. And there's different ways to connect with the wild woman. I like these questions. Some limitations that appear to be imposed from the outside, like the rules that are imposed now. How can I continue to create the dream I'm working on? That is a good question. I cannot answer. But you can find that answer. What I can say is that there is a part of you that knows that there's always a way. There is a part of you that can flow like a river through rocks. Have you ever seen a river being stopped by rocks? Even if it's a very big rock, the river goes right around it. I bought a book for my daughter just yesterday, and she read it fully already. And it's a big book with a paragraph on so many amazing women. Some are still alive, some are women of the past, that have achieved such incredible things. And always, always against the odds, always. So many people telling them this can't happen. People in charge, people in the governments, people, some of these women have been put in jail so many times. But there's that part. I can put the book name in the comments. I will. I just have to go get it because I can't remember the specific. I think it's Bedtime Stories for Rebel Girls or something like that. But I will put it in. Each one of these women was relentless, was connected with that wild woman inside, the one that finds the wall to climb and just goes, where can I start? Actually, the more you're telling me I can't do it, the more I'm going to prove you wrong and show you how it's done. Now, I am not saying that this is a place to come from, that we do things just to prove other people wrong, because that, again, can be a mechanism that is not very healthy. But to find that fire, that growl inside and connect to that, it's that wildness. It's like, how would you move if you were a big cat, a wild cat, a cat of your choice, tiger, panther, a jaguar, I don't know, whatever cat does it for you. How would you move if you were a wild cat? How would you take on that tree to climb if you were a wild cat? And that is, we won't have a lot of, I don't actually have space to do that right now, but that is a practice to do, to connect with that wild, primal wild woman inside that turns anxiety into creative energy, turns anger into fuel, turns challenge into excitement, stress into excitement. I'm not stressed about having to do this challenge with you. I'm excited about having to do that. The feeling can be similar. I can be still having my stomach in a knot because I have to get everything ready and I have to set my environment. And maybe because I have a full life, I have children and I have horses and I have lots of things that I do in my day, there can be that. Is it stress or is it excitement for what I'm getting to do here? How does that wild woman, and she will talk to you, she will connect with you when you take time to connect with her. And I know some of you go into the ocean. That's one place to connect. What wildness when you are barefoot on the sand and you're feeling the waves, you're looking at the ocean, you're feeling the power of Mother Ocean, the nature creation. She is creation. Mother Ocean has created life on this planet relentlessly, no matter what. No matter what, she has created life on this planet. And that energy is in you, in every cell in your body. There is that energy. And now, more than ever, your gift is so needed, so needed. We are creating a new world. We are creating a world collectively that is moving from mind and ego, and you can call it 3D, whatever you're into, you can call it, into the heart center, a world that is so different, so based on the heart, so based on love. And so whatever you're doing, we said it yesterday, how would you create from a place of love and passion for life? That wild woman loves that. The wild woman sees soil and puts her hand in it and just fills it because it's like, because yes, because it's alive. It doesn't go, well, maybe it's dirty. Maybe I should wash my hands. Maybe I should just mind my nails. Maybe mommy told me not to do this. And I'm giving this example like in a silly way, but it's just that is like that voice works like that. And I get it that is there. That voice is there and it has been put there. And I have it too. I have it too. I have so many times where I'm like, wow, there's so many people out there so much better than me. And comparison comes in. But they have more clients, but they are doing this thing better. But so many buts. And that's a choice. That is a choice. But where do you go from there? You stay exactly where you are. And if you are here, it's because you want to be, you want to be unleashing that creativity inside you. You want that amazing creators to come out. I'm just reading a comment now. Yes, I have that fire to find a way forward. Love the idea of the white woman. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The wild woman is very embodied. She connects with the body. She connects with the feelings and the sensations. So to connect with her, one real good way is to go back to the child. That wild energy is the child energy, but not the child in the sense of the baby. Is that fresh energy, that fresh energy that is yet to be told not to do something. The wild woman doesn't take no for an answer. And so it's like bringing together that queen adult you that doesn't take no for an answer, has enough experience to know that she's strong and powerful, with the freshness of the childlike energy that wants to put the bare foot in the sand, who wants to get her hands dirty in doing something. She wants to come home after having dug the entire garden and feel tired, but that tiredness that makes you feel alive. Because there is a satisfaction in that tiredness. It's not the exhaustion of the hopelessness of not having done anything meaningful in your life. That's apathy. That's just, it's a completely different feeling. That tiredness of, I've been up all night writing that book I've always wanted to write, and I am tired, but like so empty, so empty. I've done it, I've emptied it. And then what's next? Because it doesn't end there. It never ends there. When you open up to one part of your dream, you discover a world. You discover a world. It's like reading the first chapter of a book, and then you discover that there's more. There's like, whoa, it's a trilogy. And it keeps going on. That's in you. That's in you. So to connect with the wild woman, do something that makes you come into your body in a bit of a primal way. Dancing, if you're into music, drumming, playing an instrument, go outside. Go outside, feel the earth, hug a tree, go into the ocean if you're near the ocean. Feel her inside you. Feel that wildness inside you. Move like a big cat. Go on all four. Feel silly. Do it when no one's watching. You don't have to do it in front of other people. But feel silly and move like a wild cat. I remember playing lioness with my sister when we were kids. It was fun. It was so much fun. And pretending to be sleeping on a branch of a big high tree that was only our bed or the couch. But like that movement that makes you just pull out your clothes and wanting to feel wild. And see how that goes. See how that goes and let me know. Let me know. And it might feel silly. That's okay. At the beginning, it probably will. And see what messages come in then. See what messages come in that wildness, in that unleashed you that you've been dying to unleash. You've been dying to unleash that part of you. Why not now? Why not now? Okay. Let me know if you have any questions about this. And also let me know how it goes when you try it. I'm really mad to hear how this goes. And if this felt provocative, good. Good. I hope it did. I hope it did. Our mind wants to find so many reasons on the outside for why we're not doing what we're meant to be doing, what we really want to do. And that list is infinite. That list is infinite. And when you read about these women, and we don't hear from, like, a lot of those you've never heard. I didn't know them. I was like, who is this woman? And yet she defeated the disease and she ran the Olympics and she was the most amazing, incredible fast runner on the planet. When she was 9, she was told, you'll never walk again. She became an Olympic runner. This is one example. I can't even remember her name. It just was so amazing, the story. I'm in tears most of the time that I read that book to my daughter. And there's so many. And it doesn't matter if you don't go to the Olympics. That's not the point. The point is that that dream that is in you, whatever that dream is, it's your gift to this world and is your gift to yourself. And outer circumstances are always going to be there. It's always going to happen. You don't have money. Then you have money, you don't have time. Then you have time and money and the computer breaks because the site doesn't want to work. Then you have all of those things and you get sick. Then it's like, I mean, you can go on forever. I know I have. And there's to be kind to ourselves, because if I look back and I start beating myself up for the things that I haven't done, that's not very helpful either. That's not helpful either. It's to be very kind, because ourselves yesterday, their version of you yesterday, didn't know what you know today. So very kind and loving every time that you look back. Kindness and love for you, for every version of you, always. And from that love and that kindness, connecting with your deepest dreams and unleash the wild woman inside you. Okay, that's all from me tonight. I hope this was helpful. And yes, let me hear it. Let me hear anything. What resonated, what didn't, questions, reflections. And I am going to talk to you again tomorrow at 7 at the same time, another half an hour together. And we'll see what emerges. Lots of love and sweet dreams. Bye for now.